Today on Mission Network News, religious freedom gets a boost from the White House. I'm Ruth Kramer. More on that in a moment. And then later, we'll learn how deaf teams overcome pandemic hardship to get God's word into sign language. We'll begin today in the U.S., where on Tuesday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order designating an additional $50 million per year towards religious freedom around the world. Isaac Six of Open Doors USA says the order also helps by requiring government officials to do more about religious discrimination than just file a report.
And I'll ask, you know, have you connected with this church, or do you know what's going on with that church? And they'll say, you know, no, I'm sorry, I just don't have time for it. You know, we're working on a lot of things here. And so this is a clear prioritization, especially in these really severe countries, for the embassy and the embassy staff to prioritize this. And that's going to mean meeting with faith leaders. It's going to be understanding what's going on around them. And then that can help them to provide support, especially when there's actually persecution taking place.
So will this order protect only certain religious groups? Six says
the order itself is, you know, pretty careful with its language to support people of any belief. I think that a lot of people I work with in Washington, on the Hill, at USURF and other agencies, mostly try to go out of their way to make clear that they are standing up for religious freedom for everyone.
Six says government officials working on the ground in these countries will have hard work to do to implement the order well. And if they do, it'll benefit a lot of people. Believers can be praying for gospel opportunities. Meanwhile, gospel workers in South Korea woke up this morning to a test. Would they obey God or man? Voice of the Martyrs Korea CEO, Pastor Eric Foley, says last night,
the police contacted us because they know we're going out for a rice bottle launch. They said that all the rice bottle or sea launches and all balloon launches are now officially stopped. And so if we do it, we'll be met by 100 police officers. Our work is non-political. This is not symbolic. It's not a protest. We just have a job to do. Our job is to get the Bible into North Korea.
Persecution is sky high in neighboring North Korea. It's known as the world's most difficult place to be a Christian. Throughout the year, VOM Korea sends Bibles to North Korea in bottles or balloons. Now, it's perfectly legal, but yesterday morning,
Kim Jong-un's sister issued a statement that if the South Korean authorities didn't intervene to stop balloon launches, that North Korea would break off a number of the agreements that were made in the recent summits and in meetings between North and South Korea. Later, the South Korean Ministry of Unification indicated that they would seek the passage of a law to prevent the launch of materials.
Leave a prayer in the comments section on our Facebook page, and we'll pass it on to VOM Korea.
Even in ways that we can't understand, the Lord is always accomplishing His purpose.
And along with the rest of society, deaf people are struggling during pandemic lockdowns as well. Catherine Shorrock of Deaf Bible Society says in conversations with the deaf,
I think the biggest impact that I've seen is more on an emotional, mental effect, not having their normal community to be able to interact with.
With limited human interaction, God's word is a great encouragement. Unfortunately, the deaf community still doesn't have one full Bible translation in any sign language. Deaf Bible Society works with ministry partners around the world who are translating scripture into sign languages. The pandemic may have slowed translation work, but it hasn't stopped.
They're just tired and they're alone. And so praying that the Lord would be with them and would be an encouragement to them. I know of some people who are literally staying at the translation centers so they can continue working there because they can't travel back and forth between their house and translation center. And I know I talked with someone yesterday who told me that he walks 2 hours each way to get to the translation center every day. And so I think that despite slowdowns and barriers, I think we see deaf people who are committed to this work.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. No one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of heroes of the faith and be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab on our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.